Good evening. You're tuned to WFMT. I'm Suzanne Nance. So glad that you're joining us on this Monday evening. It's 10 minutes now before 6 o'clock, and all of us here at WFMT remain shocked and saddened by the devastating news of Deborah Sobel's passing. And Steve Robinson said it so beautifully when he said, quote, "Debbie was a relentless advocate for classical music, epitomized most recently in her creation of the free and hugely successful Rush Hour concerts from St. James Cathedral, a series of summer concerts broadcast each week on WFMT around this time, 5:45. Debbie co-founded and ran Chicago Chamber Musicians for 20 years, working very closely in that endeavor with WFMT and our longtime program director, Norman Pellegrini. Debbie was a joy to be with because her creative mind was always spilling over with ideas and projects. And Steve said, we've lost a great spirit, and I believe many agree, a great spirit and a dear friend, and our community won't be the same without her. We wanted to share with you Deborah Sobel's most recent blog, a fitting way to not only celebrate Mozart's birthday today, but also have a little look into the life and humanity and into the thoughts and considerations of a woman who touched so many lives with her actions and her music. Deborah Sobel wrote this, "Mozart and Our Humanity. The snow is swirling outside my window in Chicago as I write this on a mid-January morning. My thoughts turn to Austria, Vienna to be specific, and what January in the mid-1700s must have been like. No central heating, no electricity, only the sounds of horses' hooves and ravens calling, punctuating the city's day-to-day silence. Continuing to let my mind wander, I arrive at the apartment house of Mozart. Not Mozart the icon, the subject of plays, movies, and commerce in later centuries. Not even the Mozart on the front of the yellow or blue volumes perched on music stands and conservatories, concert stages, and living room pianos. But Mozart the human. Words come to mind. Child prodigy, wildly creative spirit, common pauper, grave. Not of his times, but rather timeless in his humanity." Deborah Sobel continued, "I invite you to take 10 minutes during January, Mozart's birthday month, and listen to one of my favorite lesser-known works, his Rondo in A Minor, Kerschel Catalog 511, written for keyboard in Vienna only 4 years before his death at age 35. It exemplifies Mozart's ability to capture human psychology in sound, a miracle. A rondo, a popular musical compositional form for the Viennese classical masters, is a short work in which the theme reoccurs in between other musical ideas. Mozart's Rondo in A Minor has been part of my life, on and off the performing stage, for several decades. It is a conversation one has with oneself, perhaps puzzling out an answer to a nagging life question or musing on meaning. Mozart chooses a minor key to paint the emotional state in sound and fashions a melody of merely 8 notes from which the entire experience of the rondo emerges. He raises the question and then proceeds to ponder it, to weigh the arguments inherent in the question, often choosing different keys, for example, moving into the sunnier major mode and increasing the energy of the piece as it develops. The conversation continues, reacting to the pro-con arguments until the rondo's final appearance, fully enriched and informed by the discussion, as if for sure one feels refined and lifted by the experience probing the questions. At one time or another, we have all stood in awe of Mozart's genius, his iconic legend, and the cornerstone pillar his music fashions in the canon of Western classical music. Perhaps to the detriment of experiencing his music in a way that directly relates to all that is human in us, some 230 years after he left the earth. "Music grounds us in our humanity," wrote Deborah Sobel. "There is no composer who does so in such a direct and sublime fashion as Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. To those of you who find yourselves puzzling life's questions, both big and small, I extend an invitation into the company of this piece. Listen to it and let its music filter through your own life experiences. You will find Mozart and the human in that company, and your life will be enriched. I wish you an enjoyable rush hour listening moment this month." Deborah Sobel, founder and artistic director.
Thank you.
Alfred Brendel at the piano performing Mozart's Rondo in A minor, Kirchhoff Catalog number 511. Music in memory and in honor of Deborah Sobel at her invitation to all of us to listen to this music this month of January in honor of Mozart's birthday.